Sports Podcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.
On this day, the 3rd of December in 1989, Stefan Edberg of Sweden claimed his first and only ATP Masters Grand Prix tennis title with a 4-6, 7-6, 6-3, 6-1 win over defending champion Boris Becker at the Madison Square Garden in New York. Welcome to Sports Podcast, your daily sports update from First Post. You're listening to Brian. On Sunday, hosts India held Olympic silver medalist Belgium to a 2-2 draw with a spirited effort in the 2018 Men's Hockey World Cup in Bhubaneswar. Pegged back by Alexander Henriks' goal in the 8th minute, India made a valiant comeback after the change of ends, scoring two goals in the 3rd and 4th quarter through Harmanpreet Singh in the 39th minute and Simranjeet Singh in the 47th to take the lead. But the hosts' defence faltered in the final minutes and conceded a late goal when Simon Gonnard scored in the 56th minute to draw level. The draw, however, enabled world number 5 India to take the top spot in Pool C ahead of Belgium on a goal difference. Both teams have a win and a draw from two outings. India had earlier blanked South Africa 5-0 in the opener, while world number 3 Belgium pulled off a close 2-1 win over Canada. India will play Canada in their last pool match on the 8th of December, while Belgium will be up against South Africa on the earlier on the same day. In Premier League football news, host Liverpool beat Everton 1-0 on Sunday to stay in touch with Premier League leaders Manchester City, with Divock Origi's freaky injury-time winning goal in a thrilling Merseyside derby. Jurgen Klopp apologised on TV afterwards for his celebrations after Origi, making his first Premier League appearance since August 2017, scored the decisive 96th-minute goal. The German manager sprinted onto the field, running beyond the centre circle, while numerous coaching staff and substitutes headed towards the Kop to join Liverpool players celebrating with the supporters. At the other end of Anfield, Everton supporters threw blue flares onto the field, another incident that will likely bring FA action. Klopp, in a statement to the press, said, and I quote, "Immediately after the game, I apologized to Marco Silva when we spoke to each other. I told him how much I respect his work. What can I say about it? I didn't want to run. It was not in my plan. I didn't want to run to Ali. I couldn't stop, obviously. Not cool, but it happened." End quote. Silva rejected Klopp's versions of the events, however. He said, and I quote, "He didn't apologize to me. To be honest, I didn't see, so I don't know what he did or how he did it." In more news from the Premier League, Arsenal won an explosive North London derby as Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang's brace and Alexandre Lacazette's crucial strike inspired a pulsating 4-2 win over bitter rivals Tottenham on Sunday. Unai Emery's side extended their unbeaten run to 19 matches in all competitions after fighting back from 2-1 down in arguably the Premier League's game of the season so far. Aubameyang's penalty had put Arsenal ahead before Eric Dier's header and a Harry Kane spot kick gave Tottenham the lead at first half at the Emirates Stadium. Dier's gloating celebration in front of Arsenal's fans had triggered a touchline brawl involving Arsenal substitutes. But the fireworks were far from over, as Aubameyang's superb long-range equaliser sparked a second-half surge from the Gunners. Lacazette came off the bench to pull Arsenal ahead and Lucas Torreira sealed the points with his first goal for the club. This stirring comeback was exactly the kind of statement of intent Arsenal needed as they moved above Tottenham into fourth place on goal difference. Ending their hated neighbours' six-match winning run showed Arsenal weren't content to let the balance of power in North London remain with Tottenham. Indian skipper Virat Kohli says he's now more assured of himself than on the last tour in Australia and does not feel the need to get involved in any confrontation with Australians in the upcoming Test series. Virat Kohli was involved in a sledging war with the Australians in the previous tour, but the Indian captain says he has learned from his past experience and does not expect any such incident happening during the series. In an interview with the Macquarie Sports Radio, Kohli, who is known for his on-field aggressive temperament, said, and I quote, "I think from the last time around, I've become more assured of myself. I don't really find the need to prove anything to anyone. In the earlier stage of my career, I used to think of these things as important milestones, which are really important in one's career. But now the focus is purely and solely on making the team win at any cost. So, I don't find the need to get involved in anything with the opposition, and I think those are changes that keep happening gradually as you go forward." End quote. Ever since Australian cricket plunged into crisis following the year-long ball tampering bans on Steve Smith and David Warner, there's been a lot of discussion on the spirit of the game and bringing a change in the culture of the Aussies. Kohli, who has scored 6,331 runs including 24 hundreds from 73 tests at an average of 54.57, still expects an aggressive battle on the cards. In the Senior National Wrestling Championships at Gond, Uttar Pradesh, seasoned Amit Dhankar showed that he still has enough left in his tank by emerging champion in the 74-kilogram event, mixing his aggressive tactics with solid defense en route to his seventh national title in the men's freestyle competition. Thangkar, former Asian and Commonwealth champion whose international career never took off due to the presence of Olympic medalist Yogeshwar Dutt in his category, is still competing in a category which is owned by two-time Olympic medalist Sushil Kumar, who skipped the nationals. Thangkar said he feels ready to replace Sushil. I have a lot of faith in my defense. I could not do that well in the final. I have beaten him a lot of times, but I could not attack. Nevertheless, I'm happy with the way I fought in this tournament, said Thangkar, the 31-year-old from Haryana. In the 61-kilogram final, Railway's Rahul Awari emerged champion with a dominating win over Goa's Abhimanyu Yadav. In one of the most exciting bouts of the day, Haryana's Mausam Khatri held off a spirited challenge from Satyavart Kadian to claim gold in the 97-kilogram category. Punya, the junior world silver medalist and the junior Asian champion, tipped to be India's future star in heavy categories, claimed a bronze with a commanding 11-0 win. Looking ahead, the 19-year-old said he was eyeing a berth in the World Championship to make an attempt at Tokyo Olympic qualification. And finally, some Kabaddi news to round up today's podcast as we take a look into the happenings at the Pro Kabaddi Season 11 in New Delhi on Sunday. An impressive defense show by U-Mumba saw them beat Gujarat Fortune Giants 36-26 in a top-of-the-table clash. This was U-Mumba's first ever win over Gujarat Fortune Giants in the history of Pro Kabaddi League. The architects of U-Mumba's famous victory were veteran Dharmaraj Chelatan with 6 points and Rohit Rana with 5. U-Mumba scored 16 tackle points, which was more than their Raiders scored. For Gujarat Fortune Giants, Sachin scored 8 points, while Prapanjan chipped in with 4 points. It was a close encounter between two evenly matched teams, as neither of the teams refused to give an inch. U-Mumba went into the break leading 17-14. Siddharth Desai picked up a vital raid point in the 26th minute to give U-Mumba a 20-17 lead. Desai followed it up with another raid in the 29th minute as U-Mumba opened up a 10-point gap. Sachin tried to rally Gujarat back into the match with a few raid points, but U-Mumba were in no mood to relinquish their lead. U-Mumba forced a super tackle and collected a couple more tackle points in the last 5 minutes of the match, clinching the victory. In the day's other game, Dabang Delhi secured a convincing 35-24 win over Puneri Paltan.
Spotcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.